Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A vote is expected to take place today in the U.S. House on a war powers resolution that would limit President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is critical of Trump's recent order to kill a top Iranian general in Iraq, calling it a provocative and disproportionate military airstrike that put U.S. troops and diplomats in the region at risk. Democrats were also critical of yesterday's administration briefing on Iran, and while most Republicans have not spoken publicly about the briefing, Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah said it
was probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
The Labor Department says 214,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 9,000 from the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, the latest Republican to call on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop stalling and send over articles of impeachment against President Trump. She says the Senate's ready to do its job.
This has been a farce. You know, they were so intent on getting impeachment done, get these articles done. They rushed them through the House because they needed to get the trial started, and yet it's been over 3 weeks.
She was speaking on WMT in Cedar Rapids. Pelosi withholding the articles over concerns about how the Senate plans to handle the impeachment trial and whether it will be fair. Alcohol-related deaths in the U.S. have more than doubled over the last two decades, according to a new federal report. Most of those deaths were of middle-aged men, but experts say women are starting to close the gap. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
A soldier from New Jersey killed in Afghanistan will be buried today in Arlington National Cemetery. 33-year-old Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel was killed by a roadside bombing back on December 23rd, just a few weeks before he was scheduled to come home following four tours of duty. Flags have been ordered to fly half-staff in New Jersey for the rest of the day. Puerto Rico is now under a public health emergency after this week's powerful earthquakes there. Health Secretary Alex A. Azar's declaration issued yesterday will allow health officials in that U.S. territory to make sure that all the health care needs of the people on the island are being met. A magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck on Tuesday, and well, there have been dozens of aftershocks since. Prince Harry, Duchess Meghan Markle, and their son Archie planning to move to North America and leave behind many of their normally royal duties. A formal announcement from Buckingham Palace saying that Harry and Meghan of Sussex plan to step down from their senior royal roles and spend more time in Canada. And holy Hollywood, Batman! Original Batman sidekick actor Burt Ward getting a star today on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He played Robin in the 60s TV series Batman, across from Adam West as Batman. Today, his star will be unveiled in a ceremony next to the star of Adam West. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live. A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Happy New Year, America. Good to have you with us. Hey, for more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Want to drop me an email? Love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Let me know what's on your heart, what's on your mind, as we continue to deliver the best guests we can get our hands on. I mean, all these top experts to advance the conversation, as was said in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, that conversation with Sean Penn and the professor, Professor Hand or Mr. Hand, where he tells Spicoli, with some bit of, advice or counsel that Spicoli had to share with him. He says, well, I'm not sure what you just shared with us makes us all, more intelligent. And I think maybe that's that's the level that we should come to, whether, as we discussed with Professor Riley and with Gianno Caldwell just a moment ago, we're looking to advance the conversation, and we want to bring people on who are experts and that are, understand that it's about the facts. It's about the truth, Joe Biden. That is really what we're pursuing, because, that's what we want to make our decisions on. It's easy to get emotional about some of these things. There's no doubt. And I'm not invalidating that. I welcome the emotions and the passions, because that's what gives us the strength to, to power through this. But hopefully that, we're being led by the truth and the facts, as opposed to emotions, because if it's just raw emotions, then it's, then it's strength making right? And instead of right making strength, we get it turned upside down, and then we power ourselves over people. And, this is what's happened a little bit. We've kind of been exercising, our frustration and suggesting, oh, well, we're just kind of fed up with dealing with, other people's attitudes and their thinking. So the best way to do this is to get them out of the way. So we've kind of given entrance to this idea, this spirit, what I call the spirit of invalidation. If you're not speaking the same way that I speak, and if we're not on the same tune, then I want you out of here. And I invalidate you, and from invalidation, that's all part of this, culture shaming and this culture canceling that has been taking place. Well, we might as well just go into the universities and start getting all these great books that have been on the shelves, and let's just burn those up too. Why not, right? I mean, because I'm sure we can find plenty of conflict in some of these books that have been around forever that have been been tutorials. They've been teachers for us, but we have a segment of our community a segment of the people right now in a movement that almost doesn't want to be taught. It's like, well, they know it all. They've got it all figured out right now. That, in fact, you know, we're going to have a 16-year-old come into our country yelling and screaming with all kinds of emotion about climate change. And, you know, all the uproar in Australia. Remember, you know, all the pundits, they were going, oh, it's climate change. This is what climate change is doing. Let's blame Donald Trump all over again for what's happening in Australia. And then they find out, we've got a lot of people starting fires there. I mean, hundreds of people starting fires in Australia. Imagine. I mean, this is insane. And the mainstream media gives them cover because, you know, thinking like all good socialists and Marxists do, not to let a good crisis go to waste. Let's see if we can append it and associate it with our cause. And so they're quick to jump on it. And the mainstream media just falls in line. I mean, and they wonder why they're accused of being fake news. And even worse, they don't even come back and say, hey, we're sorry. We kind of overstepped here. We were wrong. You know, God forbid that we get that kind of acknowledgement. But we get all the hype, you know, to say, okay, well, you know, this is all caused by climate change. And, and this is what confuses and really is deleterious to the whole conversation. Because of all these lies that are out there that are just, you know, frothing around our brains. And people go, look, why should I believe you? You know, why should I, you know, buy into what it is that you're, telling me? Scott Whitlock is with us right now. And Scott, a little bit of background here, is the associate editor for Newsbusters. And, we're going to talk about some more fake news. And that's how the media covered Clinton's airstrikes, much different than Trump's during impeachment. So quite interesting. Hey, Scott, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Happy New Year. Good to have you here. All right, so we know the difference. I mean, it's clear, but it's important that we point this out again to remind people. We were just talking, you know, as we were connecting about Australia. The mainstream media was quick to jump all over that and say, oh, it's, you know, climate change. It's Trump's fault, and it's all because of climate change. And now they find out that hundreds of people have been lighting up the country. These have been intentional, but the mainstream media doesn't come back and say, oops, you know, we got it wrong, right?
No, they don't, and they certainly don't seem to acknowledge their hypocrisy when it comes to specifically this issue of launching military strikes during impeachment. So mm-hmm. What we did was we went back and wanted to look how they were covering when Bill Clinton did this, because when Bill Clinton was about to be impeached in December of 1998, he launched airstrikes on Iraq that really didn't do much, but the media response was very, very different in that we had people like Brian Williams bemoaning the kind of cynical 90s that they were living in. You had Geraldo Rivero, Geraldo hinting that it was basically treason to say this about a president during a time of a military crisis. And, you know, there are other examples, but you could go, you can easily contrast that to, what we're seeing with Donald Trump, where you have the New York Times saying this is wag the dog. Mm-hmm. You have, NBC, CBS, all kind of basically hinting that Trump is doing this in order to distract people from impeachment. So it's the complete mm-hmm. opposite of where we were back in 1998.
Well, of course, there was a movie titled Wag the Dog, which followed, all this episode, right? And Bill Clinton fires off a missile out in the desert. I think maybe he hit a tent and a canteen or something with it. He was probably as good a shot as Iran was recently in shooting some missiles at one of the bases there in Baghdad.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, there are certainly major differences between the two, whereas Donald Trump killed one of the most major terrorists of our age, and Bill Clinton was, you know, kind of firing missiles basically at dirt, and the Clinton administration said as much, that their plan was to degrade and slow down Saddam Hussein's efforts at building weapons, not stop them. So there's big differences there. But the biggest difference, and the difference we really wanted to highlight, is that, yes, Republicans have changed where they were in 1998. You know, and back then they offered some skepticism about what Bill Clinton was doing, and now they're supporting the president. But the point is that wherever the Democratic Party goes, that's where you're going to find the mainstream media, so-called, and most specifically with this president, because, you know, then back then it was cynicism and possibly treason, and now they are very eager to question the motives of why Trump did this.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Scott after this.
Heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Hey, Bill, if you haven't noticed, the left is unhinged.
He was a war.
war hero, the commander of Iran's feared Quds force.
Qasem Soleimani was no ordinary general. The U.S. officially classified him as a terrorist, but in Iran, he was a national hero.
He's regarded as personally incredibly brave. The troops love him.
I was trying to think of somebody, I was thinking of De Gaulle.
A revered figure in Iran and some other places in the Middle East.
Smart, charismatic, ruthless, strategic, and bold. His power made Iranians proud.
But even many of Soleimani's enemies admitted he was a military genius.
Qasem Soleimani was an evil genius.
Soleimani was in charge of spreading Iranian influence around the world, and he was extremely good at it.
He is the, think of the French Foreign Legion, you know, if you will.
By killing Qasem Soleimani, the U.S. has stripped Iran of an inspirational military leader.
The crowds are massive and emotional. There are many tears here.
Thousands of mourners on the streets in Iran. Symbolic caskets aloft, weeping and chanting, I am Soleimani.
The supreme leader of Iran, weeping and praying over a coffin draped in the Iraqi flag.
It's difficult to convey how revered he is.
There was talk in Iran Soleimani might be a future president, or perhaps even a supreme leader.
So mainstream media honoring a dead terrorist with the blood of thousands of Americans. Now that's one side, all right? I mean, we live in America today where we're so bifurcated, everything's 50-50. But you've got to appreciate this, that in Iran, there's another 50% of the people. And this is on Facebook Live. This is a Iranian activist. And listen to what she has to say. You're not going to hear this on mainstream media, but this is at the ground floor level, representing the other, dare I say, maybe 50-60% of Iranians and how they felt about the killing of Soleimani.
And people in Iran are happy. And they're giving out, you know, in the Middle East, it's cultural practice to, when something wonderful happens, when there's a marriage or when there's a celebration, you give out cookies, you make cakes. And you should see the videos that are coming out. People are baking cakes. People are giving out cookies in public, in the streets, because they're happy. You know, I mean, I don't know. Do we live in a closed society that we don't know that most people in, you know, in the Middle East are not free? Specifically in Iran, it's an Islamic state. There's no freedom of religion. There's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of peaceful, you know, protest. And for anyone who disagrees with the regime, they're arrested, they're jailed, they're tortured. You know, and yeah, there's a lot of video coming out right now about, you know, the funeral of Qasem Soleimani. It's so much propaganda, you guys. The regime has been saying death to America for 40 years. They forced us in school to say death to America. I was 7 years old. I didn't know what I was saying. And the people that are, like, saying that right now, they're called the Basiji. They're like, you know, they're getting paid. They're the ones that get paid to kill people on the street. So, yeah, they're going to say death to America, but that's not the people. The majority of the people in the Middle East don't hate America. They don't hate Donald Trump. And I'm probably going to lose a lot of friends for saying this, but thank you, Mr. Trump, for making a very hard decision and for having the moral courage to do something that probably a lot of world leaders wouldn't have had.
Scott Woodlock is with us, associate editor for the Media Research Center of Newsbusters.org. Scott, a little bit of balance here, and even though we have one person as an Iranian activist presenting what she says is the majority of the sentiment of Iranians and people in the Middle East being grateful for our president going after the terrorists and going after those that oppress and are doing everything they can to allow you know, liberty and freedom to be marginalized.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful statement, and I think it really shows you just how a lot of people in the media are so they want to be so reflexively anti-Trump that they have that they don't have this other side. And we've written up on Newsbusters where you have the networks having these Iranian propaganda people on their show, on MSNBC, on CNN. And so all you hear is, yes, the mourning and the wailing about, you know, the loss of the iconic Soleimani. I mean, they use terms like that. There is not really a hint that a lot of these people are oppressed, that they don't have a choice to, unless they want to get in trouble, to show up at some of these things, or the funerals and things like that. So the media, they're supposed to speak truth to power, but a lot of these things, they're so credulous, and they just take and regurgitate this propaganda.
Well, and it is amazing how the media, our mainstream media that is to represent, you would think, or at least be sensitive to, you know, the rules and values of liberty, how quick they are to abandon and make it seem like America is so evil. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a little bit, it's reminiscent of what we found out when, you know, the sons of Saddam Hussein were killed, if you remember. Initially, you know, they were all being revered and everything because they were oppressed. They were trained, just like this young gal is saying, how she was trained at an early age to have a certain worldview, and if you didn't, you know, the Baathists there, you know, would take you out and do all kinds of evil things on you. I mean, these two brothers were raping and brutalizing the constituent, you know, the citizens of Iraq, and so upon their death, they were rejoicing, although there were some people in much the same way that were mourning the deaths of these terrible individuals.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because in some ways, some of this is new in the sense that the liberal media's bias has gotten more and more extreme under Donald Trump. But in other ways, it's not. You have the example you just cited with Saddam's sons, but you could also go back to the Soviet Union and communism. We saw a lot of that in the way they responded to what you saw under communism or Fidel Castro's Cuba. The Media Research Center has a famous quote that we always like to go back to, where Barbara Walters went to Cuba and she said that if literacy was the yardstick for freedom, then Cuba is the freest country in the world because they supposedly have such a high literacy rate. Well, I mean, of course, that's absurd. If you use freedom as the yardstick for freedom, they're not free at all. But
yes.
You have you have this propaganda and regurgitating of talking points from all these different types of dictators.
Well, it is amazing to me, again, how and why the mainstream media is so quick to sell out of American values. I mean, you know, it's like we... I don't know. I guess maybe this is why they related so well to, you know, to President Barack Obama, you know, on his apology tour. They thought it was absolutely something that, you know, was long waiting, that it should have been done earlier, that America should be apologizing. But, you know, you look throughout history and you see where America has always been the first one to come to the defense of people who are oppressed, and, you know, what we've done, you know, throughout, even just if we just look back the last 100 years, and you know, what liberty has delivered not only to America and to the world versus what Marxism and socialism and communism have done. I mean, you know, they're responsible for, you know, millions of deaths, certainly here in America. I mean, we can talk about abortion and you know, that you know, we're definitely, you know, indictable for, you know, the abortion practices and the death of 63 million babies. But outside of that, and when you look at the general population of what the isms have done in Europe, it's just been incredible.
Right. Yeah. And you make a good point. And I think that it's absolutely true that most Americans are reasonable, and most Americans, they want to cheer America when America has a win. So you mentioned Barack Obama. I think most Americans, when Osama bin Laden was killed,
exactly,
Americans were happy. And
on the street, USA, kind of like this girl. I mean, we weren't exactly baking cakes and giving it out to everybody, but we might as well, huh?
No, right. And Americans and conservatives and Republicans who were not supporters of Barack Obama, you know, we weren't going to be unhappy simply because this was a Democratic president who did that. And mm-hmm. so I think that's the problem, where you have this divide in, you know, this country. The media wants to blame it all on Donald Trump for the divisiveness. Well, look, I think when you're trying, when you sound as though you're not happy when America gets a win, and killing right. Soleimani or killing al-Baghdadi was a win for America. So
exactly.
I've
got to leave it there, Scott. We're out of time. Scott Whitlock, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A vote is expected to take place today in the U.S. House on a war powers resolution that would limit President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is critical of Trump's recent order to kill a top Iranian general in Iraq, calling it a provocative and disproportionate military airstrike that put U.S. troops and diplomats in the region at risk. Democrats were also critical of yesterday's administration briefing on Iran, and while most Republicans have not spoken publicly about the briefing, Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah said it
was probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
The Labor Department says 214,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 9,000 from the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back by the America, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez. Dan Gaynor, the Vice President of Business Culture and Tech Watch, is with us, with the Media Research Center as well, I should add. Dan, good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Well, for all the media brouhaha over an imminent recession in 2019, President Donald Trump's economy has continued to stupefy prognosticators going into the new year. Now, you would think, with all their bad prognostication, that it would marginalize them and keep them off the airways, because look at they're not very good at predicting, and they're giving us false evidence, and they should be losing credibility. But I'll tell you, these media talking heads die hard, don't they?
Yeah, no. When you're consistently wrong about everything you predict, maybe you should stop predicting.
Right.
If you go back to the beginning of the Trump administration, night of the election, Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize-winning economist in the New York Times, predicted a global depression that would probably never end.
Yeah, well, and look at, you even had, you know, former President Barack Obama and his economists say that the best we'll ever do is probably 1.8 in GDP. And his first year, Donald Trump broke through that ceiling, except for some other restraining issues in this past year. We could quite possibly have seen a strong year of a 3-4% growth GDP-wise. But we've got some things to overcome, and we're dealing with that. And even in spite of that, we're still very strong. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I can see. Look at how low unemployment is. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were told for years that 5% was perfect unemployment. Mm. And then it became 4.5, and then right. 4, and now it's down to 3.5. And you know, in the classic rising tide lifts all boats, that's meant a record or near record low unemployment for both Hispanic Americans and African Americans.
Exactly, for all Americans, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because for people in those communities, one of the reasons why Donald Trump's reported popularity, according to polling, is better than the media wanted to be in those communities, it's just economics. You know, if the action the president takes boosts things for people across the board tend to like you.
Right. And the people are picking up on this, Dan. They're connecting the dots to your point here. It's what the storyline that the media would want the everyday voter politic to pick up on and to make decisions on. But they're saying, hey, look at my wallet's fat. I got a balance in my checkbook. My 401k, I can look at it and celebrate as opposed to wincing, which is what I did for 8 years under the Barack Obama regime.
I mean, literally, you look, according to polling, you know, two separate polls have Donald Trump's popularity in the African-American community in the 30s.
Mm, yes.
Now, that sounds like it's not great, except then you remember, go back to 2012 when Mitt Romney ran for president. He got a reported 6% of the African-American vote.
Mm-hmm.
When Donald Trump ran, he did better. He got 8%. So if even if you doubt the poll, and there's two separate polls that indicate this, that's four times higher than he performed in the election.
Exactly.
So suppose suppose it's wildly wrong. It's only half that. That's still twice as high plus. So, I mean, if you're a prominent liberal pollster, a prominent liberal in this country, you're looking at those numbers and going, yeah, you could lose states and communities, congressional districts you never lose because that polling indicates that black voters, Hispanic voters might vote for him.
Dan, heads are going to explode here if what, you know, you got other prognosticators on the other side. In fact, one gentleman that I highly respect, been on our show many times, he's predicting a 48-50 state sweep for Donald Trump in 2020. And one of the basic indicators he's using is what James Carville had to say during the Clinton run. He said, it's the economy, stupid. When you look at the economy, it is hard to deny that. And, of course, it's tough for Donald Trump because he's been facing headwinds even before he got into the Oval Office because the media is doing everything they can. And, of course, you've already had social media giants say there's no way that they're going to allow Donald Trump to get reelected without a fight.
Well, you look, I mean, obviously he keeps defying what they say is going to happen. So when he struck back at Iran and killed Soleimani, who was a terrorist who killed 600 American soldiers, everybody said, oh, he's going to start a war. Donald Trump doesn't want a war. He's been very obvious about that.
Mm.
He also doesn't want somebody, a terrorist, organizing an attack on our embassy. Because what Iran tried to do was do a reprise of the 1979 embassy seizure.
Exactly.
And he wasn't going to let it.
No way.
Here we are. And, you know, so far there's no war. And hopefully that will play out. Iran is actually afraid of Trump because they're like, okay, well, if you look at their retaliation, deliberately didn't harm any American troops.
Yeah.
Because if they had, he would have hit them harder.
Exactly. Well, and to your point of all this, Dan, you know, at every turn, whatever President Trump does, he's going to start a war. I mean, wasn't there supposed to be some big war that occurred when he decided to do what the other presidents had said they were going to do but didn't have the intestinal fortitude to follow up on, and that was to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel?
Oh, yeah. And now, instead, what we've got is a Middle East where the Arab countries are finally starting to accept that Israel is just a regional player and somebody they got to deal with. And most of the Arab world, particularly the Sunni part of the Arab world, which is, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and others, are openly dealing now with Israel, and their leaders are talking about how, they've got to interact with Israel as a neighbor.
Exactly.
And that's what happens when America is not seen as weak. When everybody feels like they can play the peace game and, we'll lose the war, but we'll play peace with America and get them to cave. We'll get America to get $1.7 billion to us in cash, and then we'll fund terrorism with it. Mm-hmm. That's just not how that's playing out now.
Right. Well, Trump is channeling, Ronald Reagan's foreign policy. And that is the exposition of strength. And this is what the Middle East, and the thing is kind of amazing that here we are years later having to re-embrace something that was quite obvious and effective for the Reagan administration, for other administrations before. But for some reason, the Democrats and the snowflakes come in and they think that somehow, diplomacy and appeasement and sending money late at night with unmarked bills, that that's the way to take care of the problem.
But the appeasement has never worked.
Mm-hmm.
And so but essentially the left has looked at it very simply. They're willing to trade American blood as long as it's not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to trade American soldiers' lives as long as we can pretend to be at peace with Iran. And meantime, and then we find out that the military lied to us for years, apparently in the war in Afghanistan, about the successes there.
Exactly.
And the bureaucrats were okay with that, too.
Yeah. And again, I think this is quite the indictment even now. And what you're pointing out here, Dan, is the media is not serving the interests of the greater good of the American people. I mean, instead of pontificating and opinionating, they should be holding our elected officials accountable and finding out what's going on. I mean, to have this news that broke about Afghanistan and how we are lied to, I mean, it's just like they took it all in stride. Right, let's move on and let's talk about other things we hate Donald
it's
Trump.
Amazing. That came from the Washington Post. It's amazing how little the major media picked up on it because they don't want the forever war to end.
Yes.
Forever war means they get to go and try to nation build around the world. Forever war also means they get lots of news.
Mm-hmm.
News coverage. Shooting in Afghanistan, shooting here.
Right. And not to mention the Democrats love it because it's a fundraising apparatchik.
Yeah, and unfortunately our military suffers for it. And so Donald Trump's position clearly is that we're not going to tolerate people who kill our military. Soleimani found that out the hard way.
Well, and the Middle East is on notice, and they're seeing us by what we do and not what we say. Thank you very much, President Donald Trump. Vice President of Business Culture for Media Research Center and Head of Business Culture and Tech Watch, Dan Gaynor, has been our guest. Dan, Happy New Year. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure. Thank you. God bless.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know, when we're in the lobby, that means, hopefully we're going to have a big treat on the big screen. And here to tell us more about it, the movie guy, Steve Evans from Hollywood.
To Bill Martinez, live.
To me live, and also Steve Evans, live and direct from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. And Star Wars still leading the pack, huh, Bubba?
Absolutely. Star Wars number one over the weekend, $34.5 million. It's made about $450 million since its release in this country alone, and should break $1 billion if it hasn't already around the world, worldwide box office. So, yeah, that's another hit for the Disney Company. And here's an astounding statistic I saw. The Disney Company has accounted for about 38% of the total box office in the U.S. in 2019.
Amazing.
Disney, it is amazing. You have Disney.
Well, what was it? We got $12 billion total?
Yeah,
or something like that. Something like that. Well, and they're almost, they're over a third of it. Unbelievable.
Look at that. It is. And you have, Disney Company, of course, that accounted for about 33%, and then you bought Fox. You know, you rolled in those numbers, and so it's just a mammoth entertainment company.
So what are they going to do this year, Steve-O?
What do you do to follow that up? I don't know.
Well, I guess that's why they got the streaming element coming out, and that was just released, because they fired off a lot of bullets last year.
They certainly did, and I'm sure we'll see more this year. Jumanji was number two, The Next Level. That was number two. We had Little Women, number three. That is a terrific film. Mm. We'll talk about it in a moment. I had a chance to see it over the weekend.
Okay.
We also have Frozen 2, number four, and The Grudge. We haven't talked about that one. That was released right after the first of the year. We'll talk about that one as well. But let's start here. You know, January is kind of an interesting month because that is the time. Some people say it's, you know, the month that Hollywood uses to bury its dead, but that's not necessarily the case because you get a chance to see movies that were released just prior to the new year so they could qualify for the Academy Awards, and a lot of these are going wide, including this movie called 1917.
Had a chance to see it the other night.
Wow, what did you think?
It is moving, and my thought was it is so compelling, Steve. I'm going, I hope to God nobody suffering from PTSD is in this audience.
Well,
because it is that powerful.
It is that intense. And yeah. I saw it as well. And one of the things that I was aware of is the fact that, you know, what Mendez was trying to do with those long, continuous shots.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a shot for like 8-9 minutes, and it's continuous. And it's technically just incredible what he has been able to do.
Well, and you know the background of that, too, right? What they had to do in order to shoot those continuous shots?
Well, tell me a little bit more.
Well, what it was that, you know, of course, you got to take a break sometime.
Yeah.
And so they would take a break, and there would be a shift in the cloud cover and the environment, and they had to wait until the clouds came back. And so, you know, they were beholden to the cloud cover in order to maintain important continuity. Otherwise, you'd be watching something, and they go, wait a minute, the cloud cover is different, and all of a sudden now they're running in sunshine. You know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing what they have done. And the reason he wanted to do those long, continuous shots was he wanted to keep the audience in the moment.
Oh, he
did. Believe
me,
you are in them. It's like you're side by side with these guys as they're dodging this. And
this new system, this new way of this technology, the way in which they filmed this was quite unique and innovative. And I think we'll look to see this application in movies coming out this year or in production this year, because they're going to go, hey, I like what Mendez did here, and maybe we can do the Mendez effect on this particular scene, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it really is an amazing film. Won the Golden Globe for Best Picture, and Sam Mendez won for Best Director for 1917, out this weekend.
Exactly.
We have, a movie called Just Mercy, which is also going wide. This is a terrific true story, and it's about a guy by the name of Brian Stevenson. If you ever get a chance, check out his TED Talk, because it's an amazing talk. This is about a powerful, thought-provoking guy. Just Mercy follows this young lawyer, Brian Stevenson, played by Michael B. Jordan, and his history-making battle for justice. This is a guy, a young African-American guy who graduated from Harvard. He had the pick of any job, really, he wanted many lucrative jobs. Instead, he heads to Alabama to defend those wrongly condemned or who were not afforded proper representation with the support of a local advocate, Eva Ansley, in the movie played by Brie Larson. This is a story of one of the first cases, Walter McMillan, played by Jamie Foxx, who in 1987 was sentenced to die for a notorious murder. He gets the guy off. I mean, it's an amazing.
I've seen the trailer on this, and Jamie Foxx, I'll tell you, you come away, just even from the trailer, he is impressive.
Yes. This is a great cast. I mean, we have Tim Blake Nelson also in this, and it is a terrific story. Like I say, it's true, based on the book. And over the holidays, I had a chance, by chance, to read a book called The Guardians, the new one by John Grisham, which is about the same sort of an organization. So it was top of mind, 82% recommending that one. And then we have some other movies, which may not be on the top of
the ones that are going out to die, is that the ones you're referring to?
Yeah, well, here's a movie called Underwater. It was shot 3 years ago. I'm not sure where this thing has been. It's been sitting on a shelf somewhere. And 50% are recommending this. And if you check out the trailer for Underwater, it looks pretty impressive. This is about a crew of aquatic researchers. They work to get to safety after an earthquake devastates their subterranean laboratory. However, the crew has more than the ocean seabed to fear. And if you're looking at the trailer, you think, this is kind of like another movie I've seen. That's why a lot of critics are calling it Alien at Sea out there this weekend.
Well, could you imagine being the director, William Eubank, and you're going, wait a minute, I did this movie. It's sitting on the shelf for 3 years. When are we going to, you know, put it out there on the big screen? Let's get it done here, that, or let's turn it over and Blu-ray and DVD it.
Yeah, well, these things get hung up in all kinds of legalities and things like that. I guess that's what happened here. But yeah, as an actor, you'd think, hey, I just did this movie. Let's get it out. But
exactly. Yeah, the aliens probably needed to approve some of the script.
Maybe
or something.
So.
Everything these days. It's amazing. Everybody's got an attorney.
Yeah, well, that's that's the age we're living in. Okay, Like a Boss is also out there. Unfortunately, only about 11% are reckoned. This may be a misfire. You got two friends with very different ideals. They start a beauty company together. One is more practical, while the other wants to earn her fortune and live a lavish lifestyle. You have Selma Hayek in this, Tiffany Haddish, Rose Byrne, Billy Porter. One critic saying it's kind of like they dusted off a script from the 90s and just kind of updated a few of the references and started to shoot. But I don't want to rate on any parade here, so check
exactly.
out the trailer. It could be the one for you.
Maybe one of those bad scenes from Saturday Night Live that just didn't go away, and somebody thought, well, maybe we should revive it here, huh?
I've seen the trailer a number of times, so it does have its moments. I'll put it that way.
All right.
The Informer out this weekend, 52% recommending this one. The only name I recognize in the cast, Rosamund Pike, is in this. Mm-hmm. This is about an ex-convict working undercover intentionally, getting himself incarcerated again in order to infiltrate the mob at a maximum security prison. I can't think of a worse job, can you?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Wouldn't be my first choice.
No, not a career path I would choose, but that's what this movie, The Informer, is all about, starring Rosamund Pike and people Clive Owen, I guess, is also. Clive is in this one, so we do have a cast of renown. 52% recommending The Informer. You may want to check out the trailer on that one. And then a movie which opened last week, but we weren't around for the report last week, called The Grudge. Only 15% are recommending. This is the only movie that was in wide release last weekend. This is about a young mother murdering her family in her own house. A detective attempts to investigate the mysterious case, only to discover that the house is cursed by a vengeful ghost. A haunted house? I don't know that this has been done before.
No.
So now targeted by demonic spirits, the detective must do anything to protect herself and her family from harm. This is starring Tara Westwood and Junko Bailey.
Wow.
In this one, a paranormal squatter, as one critic referred to this, 15% recommending that one.
Still did 11 million last week?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's the only thing out there. So
I guess. I mean, something new. Yeah, exactly. Only new thing. I mean, everybody's already seen Star Wars 3 or 4 times, so they figure, oh, well, let's check this out, I guess.
We have Star Wars. That's still out there. That'll still do well this weekend. Mm-hmm. They say it should be number 2. They say that 1917 should knock it off its perch.
You think?
Yeah, they say 1917 should make about $36 million. It's going wide this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's out there. Then we have Cats. I don't know what happened with Cats.
What happened? I mean, there's these mixed reviews. I mean, as many people as have told me that it is an absolute disaster, others come away and go, oh, my God, no. It's just awesome. So
yeah,
what is it?
It makes me think I have to see it. From what I've heard, I guess they just take a camera. And it's kind of like they take a camera and set it up in the theater. They didn't really take advantage of everything you can do when you're taking a property like this to a motion picture, because you can go out and have real locations and things like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that is what happened here. The movie has been savaged. I mean, some people just saying it's the worst thing ever. 20% of the critics are actually recommending it. I don't see how you can go wrong. You have great music. This is one of the most successful plays ever. It ran on Broadway for 18 years. So I think it's one to see. Check out the trailer. Cats, not nearly as bad as you might think. And let's talk quickly about Little Women. Have you had a chance to see this?
No, I haven't, but definitely have checked it out and got some information on it from Sony. Appreciated them sending info on this and... But no, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I never had a chance to read the book. My daughter was in town, so we all went to go see this, and it is just a terrific film. Greta Gerwig is the director, and what she does with this story, kind of combining Little Women with the story of Louisa May Alcott, the author, it's just brilliant. And Saoirse Ronan deserves an award. She is perfect as Jo March. So
excellent.
Highly recommend. Little Women, 95%. And it's PG, so you can take the whole crew.
Are you surprised at the Richard Jewell movie not doing as well?
Well, you know, yeah, it was, that's kind of, you know, history now because we have so many things coming after it. So, yeah, we could talk about that, you know, and
We'll do it next time. Also, beautiful day. It's there. I mean, it's 21 million, but what a great storyline. And I thought it was going to be doing better because of the holiday season. So just a little bit of a disappointment from my end anyway, but the message is very powerful. Steve Evans, the movie guy, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Looking